Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dr. Carrie McCreary, co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I came across an article, not a particularly happy subject, on the cost of pet care, and in particular for older pets. And this article asked a question I think a lot of people ask themselves these days, and that is, how much is too much for taking care of a pet when that pet reaches an older stage of life? And so I know you see people struggle with this all the time, Carrie.
Yeah, it's really hard, and there's no right answer. I mean, that's what's hard when there's just shades of gray, because we all like things that are black and white, you know? It makes it so much easier to make these decisions.
Mm-hmm. Sensitive subject. The author of the piece, whose name's Diane Williamson, tells the story of a blind 9-year-old rescue cat named Champy Pants. And I don't recall the exact nature of the malady there for the cat, but the owner raised $7,700 on GoFundMe for surgery, which is great. And Champy Pants had the surgery, and I guess all is well. But not everybody can do that, and you can't rely necessarily on raising the money on GoFundMe for that, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's really hard. Yeah, and one thing the article touched on but didn't really focus on was when it was talking about all the ailments that he had and the age that he was. And so for me, more than the cost of it, it's just making sure that it's humane to be doing everything that we're doing, right? Like, mm-hmm. even if you're a bazillionaire and you can do whatever you want and fly your pets to a specialist in Cabo or whatever, you just need to make sure that if you're doing it for the best interest of the animal and that they're not suffering, you know, you're not prolonging something that's actually, they don't have quality of life.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you tell your clients, and what else do you counsel people on this subject?
So when I think about quality of life, and I've had to use this for my own pets, which is really sad, is I think about, do they have more good days than bad days, right? If my dog is having more bad days where he feels bad than good days, then I start thinking, you know what, this is not fair for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a big misunderstanding, but people try to make them too human when they say, well, it's better to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, and this may not be a popular belief, for me, animals live in that moment, and they see how they feel that moment in that day. They don't think, well, at least I'm glad to be alive for tomorrow. They think, I'm in this situation, and I hurt, and I'm miserable. And so that's what we need to remember, is that, you know, they don't have that higher thought like we do that's like, well, in 3 months, I'll be okay. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And so that's a hard concept for people to understand, because we want them to be human, you know, and a lot of times we treat them like that.
We're talking with Dr. Carrie McCreary with the Greenville Animal Hospital. Part of this is, and you hear it all the time, and it's, you know, again, it's understandable, but more and more pet owners, we don't even like the term pet owners so much anymore. They think of their pets as almost the equal of children.
Yeah, and there's a huge debate right now. I mean, it's pretty controversial, but we, you know, they say pet mom or pet dad.
Yeah.
And that is tough, because I know a lot of people feel like that, but then, you know, we get a lot of pushback, because then you're talking, there's a lot of legal implications of that. If you're assigning them like they're human, then the legality of everything changes. And in Texas, you know, California is definitely moving, but they, you know, they're moving to a different side of it and trying to make pets where they're not property. In Texas, pets are still strongly considered property.
And then we're almost out of time, but I showed you another article about there's a Cincinnati company that has started a pet hospice.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting idea. They're not very common, are they?
They're not common, but in reality, vets do this every day. I mean, that's what we do, mm-hmm. is that we talk to people about quality of life and ways to make their pet comfortable at the end stages of life. So no, we haven't, you know, put a title on it and made a company specific to that, but I deal with hospice care every day, and I euthanize animals in the comfort of their home all the time. So I think it's happening a lot. It's just now becoming kind of like a trendy thing that people are starting to do. Does that make sense?
I mean, yeah. Well, bless your heart, because it's not easy what you do, and I know you do it with a great deal of care and sensitivity.
It's not easy, but when you feel like it's the right decision for the pet and the family, it's at least you can make it as comfortable for everyone as possible. So I at least like that I can do that.
You bet. Carrie, thanks for a tough subject, but thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And it's Carrie McCreary with the Greenville Animal Hospital, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.